Hour number two on the way of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're here on a Tuesday night. It's the 9th of October, 2007. Glad you're with us. Talking with Josh Reeves, documentary filmmaker and talk show host. He does a program nightly on the Truth Net Radio Network from 6 to 7 p.m. called the Global Reality Hour. If you get a chance someday, you might want to tune in or just check it out on the archives. Josh does a great show there and a lot of energy, a lot of fire, and a lot of spirit. He's made a movie called 9/11 New World Rising, which kind of goes into the reasons behind 9/11 and all that in its scope. Good stuff there. And some interesting video out of Dealey Plaza, too, that when you take a look at it, you'll see that there's no way that Oswald could have shot Kennedy from the position he was in. But as we were going to the break, we were talking about the fact that this movie kind of reminds the Council for National Policy kind of reminds you of the movie Dragnet, and the fact that they're acting out a ritual that's kind of Bohemian Grove like that, where they're sacrificing a virgin and they're running around popping pills and running around in goat leggings. And there's a lot of parallels to all of this, Josh. I mean, it's interesting how all this stuff, even entertainment, ties us right back to these type of groups.
Well, it always is like that, Mike. There's always, art that seems to imitate what's really going on. And there was a cartoon that aired this last Sunday on the Cartoon Network on the Adult Swim 17 and Up type programming they have, and I had an opportunity to see it. And the whole show featured this guy, this Satan character, and Satan was kind of hip, and then there was DJ Jesus. And the whole episode revolved around this congressman who they had information that was about to be elected president, and the whole show was revolving around the ritual that they were about to go do at the Bohemian Grove. And they go down the road, and the sign that says Bohemian Grove is there, and then they go, and all the characters are there, and DJ Jesus shows up, and he's playing records, and everybody's partying, and it looks just like the footage from that Alex Jones shot when he infiltrated the Bohemian Grove. And you see that, and you see that they're having this, this whole thing, and he's calling up DJ Jesus to get him on the bill for the party. And he says, oh, yeah, man, you'll love it. You know, have you ever seen the movie Eyes Wide Shut? Yeah, it's just like that, except Alan Greenspan and Bono will be there. And they actually say this in this cartoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I was flipping out. But that's, you know, it's another case, Mike, in which, that's what they do. They take this stuff that's real, and they slide it in there under the fabric. So when someone talks about it, they just say, well, you got that from a television show, or you got that from a movie or a cartoon. So they take away the reality of it.
Exactly, and the desensitizing begins. Man, I'm terrible with words tonight. They start desensitizing to it. So when you actually do hear it, you find out it's fact. Ah, I saw that on TV. No big deal. Just
you know. Just you know this continuation of this stuff where they just throw it in our face, Mike, and. I guess we're probably about to take calls here in a minute, but before we get back on that, I wanted to give people a little bit more information into the origins of this group and how it was
got
founded.
About 45 seconds before we go to the break, so start there and we'll pick up on the other side.
I can hit it in 45 seconds and beat
good.
It. Basically, it was formed in 1981 by billionaires Nelson Bunker Hunt, William Herbert Hunt, and T. Cullen Davis. They basically were trying to start it as a counterpoint to the Council on Foreign Relations. That's what they claim. But in reality, we know that's another smoke and mirrors because you've got a large majority of these people that are Council on Foreign Relations members as well. The interesting thing that I found, Mike, when I was doing the research on this was looking into Nelson Bunker Hunt, and the things that he has funded include the Council for National Policy, the John Birch Society, and the International Association for the Advancement of Ethnology and Eugenics. And I want to get some people some information on that when we come back.
All right, we'll do that. Our number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join the conversation, time to call in is now.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Glad you're with us tonight. Our guest is Josh Reeves. If you want to join the conversation, that's the number to dial in. We're talking about the Council for National Policy. And as we went to the break, we were the mention of the Hunt brothers, Bunker Hunt and I guess Nelson, have been brought up. Pick it up from there, Josh.
Well, essentially, Mike, what you have is when I started looking into who basically funded this group, who started it, and the reasoning behind it, it's interesting to look at the fact that you have these Hunt brothers who are the sons of H.L. Hunt, who was a prominent John Birch Society person in Dallas, big oil baron, and was the guy that paid for the poster to be put in the Dallas Times-Herald on November 22nd, 1963, they said wanted for treason. And these are the guys' sons. And when you start looking into what they fund and what they fund besides the Council for National Policy, they also are the leading funders of the John Birch Society and the International Association for the Advancement of Ethnology and Eugenics. Now, this ties back to exactly what we were talking about earlier with these different agendas and these different policies and black water and things of that nature. And when you start looking into the International Association for the Advancement of Ethnology and Eugenics, this is a very scary group. They were founded in 1959. They have their headquarters in Edinburgh, Scotland. And that's interesting to note because one of the things I wanted to mention on the program tonight while we were talking about this, Mike, was, you know, oftentimes you hear people wanting to know where the Freemasons tie into all this at. You know, people are saying, well, the Freemasons are involved, they run everything, or they're not and they don't run anything, and they might be good guys, they might be bad guys. But in my research into the Council for National Policy, this is where the Freemasons tie in, because all the people like Rich DeVos, Dick DeVos, his son, the Left Behind, the guy that wrote the Left Behind books, Laffley, all these guys, you have all these different people, and they're all 33rd degree Freemasons in the upper echelons. They're all Knights of Malta members, and this is where...
Wait. You're saying Tim LaHaye is a 33rd degree Mason?
Yes. Yes. The Left Behind guidebook, yes. I have the documentation. I can send it to you. It can be readily posted.
I take your word for it.
But all the top-level people in the Council for National Policy are, and that's where the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry is founded at, is Edinburgh, Scotland, and that's also the home of this International Association for the Advancement of Ethnology and Eugenics. And they were later also incorporated into the United States through the personal agency of Lord Malcolm Douglas Hamilton, a member of the British Slavidian set, and also a supporter of the appeasement of Adolf Hitler. He was also an Adolf Hitler supporter. So when you start looking further into this eugenics company, these are the organization that were trying to bring down the population to get rid of congenital birth defects, the reproduction of the mentally retarded, racial matters, that kind of thing. You had one of their members was Senator Jesse Helms, who was also a Council on National Policy member. And, you know, you start looking more and more into this, and the main benefactor of this group was Colonel Wycliffe Draper. He was a segregationist. He opposed the civil rights movement.
Right.
He funded research that would provide scientific justification to segregation. I mean, on and on and on with these people. So when you start looking at the fact that you've had the hunts that fund all these different groups, like the John Birch Society, like the eugenics, the IAAEE, kind of hard to remember there, and this Council for National Policy, it's not hard to put it together. These are the same people that fund Blackwater, and fund spreading a one-world religion and a genocide such as going on in Iraq across the globe. I mean, it's
right,
no
and it's even, it's even yeah, and it is even more insidious than that, Josh. I mean, just the fact that ethnology in the name of their group certainly, you know, leads one to believe that they're looking for the master race, and the way they'll do that is through genetics. They'll either, you know, you're either going to make the grade or you're not, and if you don't make the grade, you're flushed down the toilet. That's the very thing that's coming. And I made a brief appearance on another program earlier tonight, and the issue of how we're working with genes and how we're basically starting to play God with DNA and the like makes this absolutely scary. I mean, I've got a retarded daughter here. She's 17. She's pretty functional, but in a society such as Nazi Germany, where they were believed themselves to be the pure Germans were the master race, she was eradicated. That's where this stuff starts. I mean, you talk about genocide. The first ones to go are those who are the least able to defend themselves.
Yeah, and just looking at the people that are on board with this, it's a veritable debunking for the false left-right paradigm, Mike. I mean, you've got Mitt Romney, Dick Cheney, Oliver North, Pat Robertson, Bill Richardson, Trent Lott, Jack Kemp. You know, the list goes on and on, not to mention Dick Armey, Tom DeLay, the people that they've had as keynote speakers alone.
Yeah.
This is what has concerned me about this group. This is what got me on this research, was the fact that when you look at how much secrecy there is around this group, how much no one is talking about this group, not even in our own patriot community, Mike, and you start looking at the implications of what these guys really run, I mean, the Bilderbergers are almost saints compared to these guys at some aspect, but it is just one, I like to say, I think the Bilderbergers is just the industrial and military aim. This is the real And this is also a military end, but this is where the real killers are at, Mike.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know, because I mean, you look at the history of eugenics in this country, and you go back to a couple of families that put a lot of money into eugenics. It's known as the Harriman family and the Bush family. And folks, that's how this stuff all ties. These people are thick as thieves together. And Josh, how many levels? I mean, just in the research you've done, have you been able to figure out how many levels to this CNP that there might be?
I can't really give you an exact number figure on how many different levels there are. As with any one of these groups, there is definitely a compartmentalized structure where they have lower level lackeys who really don't have any idea what the grand overall scheme is. They're just worker bees that are there because they need to be there in order to give the group its power. But I can't give an exact number of how many levels, but I would say there are different structure levels. I had a guy that was supposed to get me some information on this. Haven't heard back from him on it yet, but he had mentioned attending a meeting where John Ashcroft was in attendance, and Ashcroft was sitting at the end of the table like a king. And, you know, Ashcroft is an example of a guy that paraded himself as a champion of the Constitution. And what did he do when the first thing he got in was, you know, we've got to start cracking down on free speech and everything else. So when you start looking at this, Mike, I think there is an upper echelon, and which consists mostly of your congressmen, your people from the various, you know, organizations such as the churches and the big evangelical organizations, the Pat Robertsons, that type of thing. You got those people that are in the upper echelons of this, and then basically the worker bees who just carry out the information to the you know, to the serfs and to the rest of the sheep.
Yeah, and the guys that are in this, you know, Dobson, and you've got Robertson, and before that Falwell, before he died, and these guys were basically at the head of the religious right in this country, and they wield a tremendous amount of power. And to move this, you know, even you know farther, I mean, just the fact, you know, you're telling me that Tim LaHaye, a guy that has been involved in Christian ministry, and I'm going to even put quotation marks around that, for as long as I can remember. I mean, it's basically, hi, Jesus, meet Albert Pike. That's incredible.
Well, that's exactly right. And let me give you a little quick listing here of the – okay, we have Rich DeVos, who is the – who, as I mentioned before, is the Amway guy and the owner of the Orlando Magic. He is a 33rd degree Freemason, and he's a friend of 33rd degree Freemason Robert Schuller. And he's also the CEO of Amway. We have Jesse Helms, who's a 33rd degree Freemason. Jack F. Kemp, who's a 33rd degree Freemason.
Schuler's a Mason, too.
Yeah.
But this, you know, I tell you, this it gets better as we go along. I mean, it gets worse as we go along. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, James Dobson from Focus on the Family is a possible Mason, but he gets lots of money from Rick DeVos. So we don't know that, in fact, he's a Mason, but it is important to note that he gets a lot of money from these guys. Yeah, I mean, to me, Mike, this is where people always want to know where the Masons tie into all this at. This, from my research of Freemasonry way before this for years, is where the Freemasonry end ties in. And again, it is just a small compartmentalized structure. They do much in the Council on National Policy, much like they do the Freemason structure, where you have the lower levels, the basically the Blue Lodge levels, who are the worker bees, who don't have any idea of what's going on in the upper echelons of Freemasonry. That's the exact same compartmentalization going on here, and it ties right into your lower Blue Lodge, because the people that come in on those lower levels think it's a Christian organization. They
sure.
think they're, you know, they're helping society and doing good things, and the exact same structure they use there, Mike, applies here, and it's amazing the correlations. It exactly meshes up, and it's a lot of the same people, you know, and their same agendas in a lot of these cases.
Absolutely incredible. 800-313-9443. I know your interest to speak now, because mine is. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to talk with our guest, Josh Reeves. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad to have you with us here tonight. Don't forget, our Thursday night show is going to be huge. It's our micro broadcasting show. If you've been looking to make an impact, this is definitely a way to do it. And so, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, to other patriots that you know, to tune in Thursday night, 11 o'clock Central Time. We're going to talk about micro broadcasting and how you can get involved in it and make a huge difference. That's this Thursday night at 11 Central Time right here on RBN. Of course, it'll be on the archives too as well, so you'll be able to download copies of that and share it with people that you might know that might be interested that don't get an opportunity to listen. So, Josh, we've got a group here that is not only trying to dictate the moral direction of our country, but at the same time, they're a group that seems to be quite interested in in creating the perfect human being or playing God in the sense that they want to determine through eugenics who lives and who doesn't.
Well, that's right.
Are you there, Josh?
Well, that's right, Mike. And
yeah, okay.
Basically what you have is as you were saying, not only do you have this eugenics end of it where they want to create the perfect human being, but the interesting thing to look at, and the only reason I even remotely put this out there, Mike, and you will be able to back me up on this through the information that you have and the research that you've done. I've heard you do programs on the technocracy that they're building around us with the different neural implants, plants, and interfaces,
right,
the technology that they have coming online. And essentially what the scary thing to think about in terms of this group is that when you look at how much eugenics they fund, how much they are looking to, as you say, create the perfect human being, the goal starts to look as if, you know, through this eugenics plan of wiping out 80% of the population and creating the perfect race, they will be able to wipe the rest of us out and supplant this new race that they create, then install this global theocracy, which from my research is the ultimate plan of this group, Mike.
And it's the ultimate police state, because you cloak everything in goodness, and everything is done from the church, and if you commit the church crime, you do the public time. And so, yeah, I mean, you cloak everything in goodness. Everybody's waiting on the Lord to come back. And lo and behold, you've got this little theocracy created. But with the advent of these chips and what they're talking about with augmented cognition in the next 20 to 30 years, and the fact that you may not even have to speak, they'll be able to have telepathy, a hive mind created where you'll have a group of people working on the same problem. But what they're going to be able to offer you as far as entertainment is immense. And then they offer this entertainment to you, and then one day come in and say that it's all bad. And those that seek this type of entertainment out, boom, they're kicked out of the system. In other words, it means they're dead, because they're talking about putting these type of chips where it has direct contact with your spinal cord or your central nervous system. Boom, hey, one little button pushed, and poof. You're gone. I mean, this is the type of control that they're looking to build in to all of us. And just imagine, Josh, you go a few more years down the road, and when you're no longer having babies born in the womb, but yet in a test tube, imagine them already planting the chip through a simple surgery in a baby inside of a test tube.
Well, Mike, I mean, the scariest thing about that is that I don't think that you and I will live long enough to see that.
We'll be long
on the way out.
Oh, yeah, we'll be eliminated. I talked to a lady who is in her 60s. She doesn't believe a lot of what I've told her. But she says, well, I will tell you this. I know there's a lot of stuff coming. I don't believe everything you say, but I do know that for them to be successful what they do, they have to kill my generation and your generation off. And she's right.
Yeah, I mean, we're the dinosaurs. We're the relics. We're the old generation of computers at this point. They're bringing in the new generation to replace us.
Exactly. We're the Pentium 3s, and what's coming is the Pentium 4. I mean, for lack of a better term, to use a computer analogy. But that's exactly right. I mean, we're Model Ts, and they're bringing out brand new Corvettes. And that, in essence, is exactly what it is, and it'll be total control of what you think, what you do, how you work. And in the end, we become mindless automatons, which is exactly what they want us to be, to work and serve them.
And that is the scary thing of looking at this group, the Council for National Policy. My council is just the Council on National Policy, is the fact that you can directly tie all those things to all members of this group. I mean, this is what they're trying to do, and this is the group that they're going to use to do it.
Exactly. Back with more. Here on the Midnight Rider, if you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. You're locked and loaded with the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking with Josh Reeves, documentary filmmaker and talk show host. There's a show called The Global Reality Show, and you can hear it on the Truth Net Radio Network every weeknight from 6 to 7 p.m. And Josh has a MySpace at myspace.com/Global Reality Show. Global Reality Show. I'm always, everybody tells me I always speak too fast, and I wonder why. Probably because I do. It's, I mean, you know, I just listen to myself, hurry up and get it done. But I always have to remind myself to slow down. But we're talking with Josh. And Josh, you mentioned other organizations that this Hunt crowd also funds as well.
Yeah, and that's when we were talking about the John Birch Society is one of their other funders. The I've got to find this name again. It's very long. The International Association for the Advancement of Ethnology and Eugenics. That's another one of the groups that they fund. I wanted to read a quick paragraph here, Mike, just to give your listeners a little bit of ideal behind what these guys are. One of the intents of the CMP seems to be that of appearing to be a mouthpiece for quote-unquote true believers, while in reality pushing a decidedly secular political agenda, yet claim rather to be conservative, holding traditional values and family-oriented values over people's heads as a control method. The CMP strategy is distinctly based on many of the theories of the Straussians to propagate the idea of transforming the United States back into a godly heritage. Its actions appear to be pushing a raw capitalist and expansionist policy coupled with an aggressive authoritarian approach to governance. And that really is what they claim in a lot of their documents, Mike, is that they are their goal is to set out to do away with the constitutional form of government in this country, to install the theocratic version, which is the Old Testament Ten Commandments rule of law. And that's no surprise when you look at their members.
But in essence, it's socialism wrapped in the Bible.
Exactly, exactly.
And you got your little capitalism element to make it look like, hey, we still got freedom, free markets, all this stuff. You know,
yeah,
it's go ahead.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. That's what I was just fully agreeing with you. I mean, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And it's wrapped in so many different things, Mike. And when you start, I mean, the further that you dig into this stuff, and that's one of the things that I really wanted to stress to everyone listening tonight, was just to start looking into the Council for National Policy. Write it down. Get a pen, please, right now. Write down Council for National Policy. When you get some time, go research this stuff. Start looking into these people. Start looking into the fact that you have these hardcore, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson types, Tim LaHaye, the 33rd degree Freemasons, and they're, cohorting with DuPont. They're cohorting with Rothschilds. You know, I mean, this is where you start to see, as we were talking about before, this eugenics plan come into play here with their ideologies and what they're planning to do, not only in this country, but globally.
Right. Oh, geez. I mean, it's one more thing to fight, Josh. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, there's so many different areas and different arenas that we have to fight. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I just still can't understand why we don't have somebody every year at these meetings staking them out with high zoom lenses, trying to get pictures of people going in and out, trying to ferret this out and find out what's going on. And Mike, as we were talking about before, the only thing that you can really look at as a key indicator to why that is fear.
Yeah. And I mean, and we can take this to the very thing dealing with Edna Lane Brown, that we've seen a number of people just all of a sudden disappear. They're not hanging out on the message boards. They're not around in the chat rooms anymore. And this has happened just within the last few days. I know calls to my network and listen to some other shows around, calls are starting to drop off to Patriot Radio shows, and you're sitting here wondering why. But it comes back to fear.
And I think a lot of people are really, really starting to think that we don't have a chance at this, and that it's so wide scope and ranging that there's a lot of disinfo going around too, Mike. You know, there's a lot of stuff people saying that, if you had Edna Lane Brown on as a friend on your MySpace, that the marshals are going to come knock on your door and stick an MP5 in your face.
Right.
I mean, this is the thing, Mike, is that I don't care if we're talking about the Council for National Policy. I don't care if we're talking about the Bilderberg Group, the Federal Reserve. I don't care what it is. The key thing that is going to keep you from having success or keep you from winning to take this country back, Mike, is fear. And they know that, and they prey on it. And if you're going to be scared, then you might as well just, take the blue pill. I mean, fear is not what we need at this time, Mike.
No, it is certainly time that people shake that off, this total fear that just sets in on people. I'm just afraid. But we'll continue to feed the beast, knowing that it's wrong, knowing that this beast is, the more we feed it, the worse it gets, the more it grows. Because it's a parasite. We're the host. It's feeding on us. It's a disease. And the only way that we're going to get rid of the disease is to eradicate it. I'm sorry. I mean, there's no other way around it, and there's no nice way to put it. We've got to get rid of the disease. Government's a necessary evil. it's up to the people to decide how much of an evil it becomes. And we've allowed it to become one hell of an evil.
Well, it is up to us to take it back, because whether or not we want to admit it or not, Mike, it is us that allowed us to get this far. They need our consent at every turn. That's why they haven't killed us yet. Mike, that's why we're still standing right now, because they need our consent to further their plans. And
right.
If we willfully gave them the consent, then we have to willfully take the initiative to start not having fear, start figuring out what we're going to do every day to take this country back. It's up to us. If we don't do it, no one else is going to.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and like I've said this before probably a half a dozen times in the last 2 months. If you're afraid and you don't think that you've got what it takes to stand and stand in the gap, then it's time to melt back. Folks, it's time to summon the courage that you have. Look, it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to know that these people are bad folks. But you know it, and you know that you have to do something about it, so do it. I mean, you've already got the information. You already have the knowledge. How can you turn your back on it? Because of fear. That's exactly what they want you to do. That's why they're running around with these marshals, knocking on people's doors, trying to find out where the rest of this bad terror element might exist regarding Ed Elaine Brown, the hit lists that are out there. Oh my gosh! Ooh. I mean, they're out there. It has the singular effect of scaring the hell out of everybody. Ooh, I better not say anything. They're watching me. Idaho. Go ahead, Josh.
I was just going to say, Mike, that just falls into everything else that they try to do, and I was just hoping that they don't try to use this Ed Elaine Brown situation as kind of a mini 9/11 to further this fear-based mind control, because that's one of their favorite tools.
Well, because now they know there's quite a few of us that are awake to what's going on, and people are, you know, you've got people that more and more were ready to say, okay, it's getting time to do something. Boom, this happens. And nobody wants to do anything. Everybody's running off. You're going, whoa, what's going on here? But let's take a quick call. Bill in Idaho, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yeah, excellent, as usual. I just wanted to thank your excellent researcher. Had a specific question, considering that within the last 2 months they've gone to UPC to be able to get the Temple recommend if there's any implications, and these are wonderful people in the pews. It's a question of who's running it at the top. A considerable number of police and or West Coast military in the upper levels, but also at a bishopric level. And I was wondering, could you advise, have you looked into or studied and reviewed closely Arnold Toynbee, Toynbee, and the name of the society that meets in Edinburgh, Scotland, the society that meets in May.
What's the name of it? Because the name sounds familiar, but I'm not tying a society to it.
I was hoping that your guest might be able to address it, and I had a follow-up if I could.
Josh, do you know anything about I hate playing 20 questions and guess the thing. Do you have any idea what Bill's talking about?
I do have an idea of what he's talking about. I don't have a whole lot of information. I've seen it come up in various things that I've read about, Mike. It is directly tied back to the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, their home in Edinburgh, Scotland. It's tied directly back also to the International Association of the Advancement of Ethnology and Eugenics. I don't have a lot of information on it, but I can tell you that these people are directly tied specifically to the Knights of Malta as well, which goes back to the Vatican.
Okay, Bill.
Could you say the town of Scotland and the society again? It got garbled. We're talking so fast.
I can't remember the exact name. I do remember, you'd have to repeat the name of the society again. I can't remember the name. It was Edinburgh, Scotland, and the International Association for the Advancement of Ethnology and Eugenics.
Try, if you can, to get somebody within the church community to review Arnold Toynbee.
Well, Bill, let's just do this. You've called in. You brought the subject up. Fill us in.
Because of it's a very difficult. It's a long history analysis of cultural society and how they respond to crisis, depending on how they respond to the crisis of the different societies throughout world history. They either did one of two things. They either survived or they crashed because of their ability to respond to a crisis or their inability to analyze and then correct for the crisis. The discussion goes for 13 chapters, and towards the very end, the last two chapters, it mentions the pearl at a great price twice. Nowhere else in the book is it discussed. However, I would mention that Arnold Toynbee was the predicate of all the CFR position papers starting in 1923 to 1928.
Now, you mentioned chapters. Is there a book that this is in, Bill, that
it's
you
the
can
whole
mention?
Entire library. Civilization on Trial. Civilization on Trial.
Yeah, I've got some information, Mike, that I can give you real quick on
okay,
that
cool.
on that subject. What he's talking about, basically, the book, it goes back to the different nations that existed during in Western Europe and the Roman Empire. And the interesting thing to note about that book, right. Interesting to note about that book, the last chapter that he mentioned, the Pearl of Great Price. Well, that is a Book of Mormon story,
right?
That involves Joseph Smith and aliens coming down to seed the Mormon race. Well, the interesting thing to note about that, considering that these are both found in Edinburgh, Scotland, is the fact that you have this tie and this connection, which I wanted to mention tonight, to the Council on National Policy, tied to the Merovingian bloodlines and high-level Freemasons. Well, Joseph Smith, who founded the Mormon religion, was also Merovingian bloodline and was also a 33rd-degree Freemason and basically set up the Mormon Church as another control mechanism. And that's interesting to note with what the caller said, how all this stuff ties back to come from the same place.
Excellent research. I hope you get somebody to look very closely at Toynbee, because everything from the initial history of the predecessor of the United Nations Council. What was it, Mike? The predecessor of the United Nations.
League of Nations.
Right. He was very instrumental in all, and his lineage and linkage in Cambridge and such would cause one to look even closer at the Pearl of Great Price. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Interesting call. Because you mentioned the Merovingian bloodlines, and of course that's also going to take you into 13 bloodlines and all that kind of stuff. We got a couple minutes here if you want to go down that rabbit hole just a bit and kind of explain it. Plus, we'll have on the other side of the break for a couple minutes to do that as well.
Well, there's not really a lot of time to get into that, Mike, but the one thing that people have to know is this information is readily available. I mean, these lists and the genealogy of these members is readily available, and the information is there. And when you start looking at all these different people, they all have these distinctive bloodlines to the Merovingian bloodlines, what is considered the Holy Grail or Luciferian bloodline, and the 13 families of bloodlines of the Illuminati. And it's interesting to look at this from a historical perspective. And when you look at the goals that the Council for National Policy is attempting to supplant, these are the same group of people, Mike, that have been using this theocratic rule for centuries. And it's just a technological revamped version that plays into the ultimate goals of the New World Order in this modern day and age.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Man, I mean, and quite honestly, Josh, you've been on this, 3 weeks, and you're still just barely scratching the surface.
Yeah, this is the second full week I've been looking into it, and every day I find something new, and just the sheer amount of mentions that I hear you know, on and mainstream media of this stuff, you know, as I was mentioning, hearing Dobson on the Hannity program just talk about, you know, just randomly talk about how many members they had. And it's very interesting, you know, that people try to compare them to the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, the Council on Foreign Relations freely shows their meetings and their membership lists, and you can watch it on C-SPAN. You never once can you find any video. I've looked high and low just to find a snippet of video, Mike. And, you know, as I'm a filmmaker, that I have a knack for being able to do that. I haven't been able to find anything on these guys. They're airtight.
Wow. That's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's geez. I mean, you know, again, one more group that we've got to pay attention to and deal with and fight. I mean, it's just one more thing. And the thing is the fact that they're so secret, it even makes them even more dangerous. I mean, the CFR, they're just arrogant. They post it all. You know what they want to do. These guys, you got an idea, but you don't know the plan because they ain't telling. Back in a minute with a final segment with our guest Josh Reeves. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment here with our guest Josh Reeves tonight here on the Midnight Rider. thanks so much for being with us tonight, everyone. I so appreciate it, your listenership. It means a ton that you tune in every night to this program, and I'm very grateful for that. This is a group, Josh, basically been on world government and essentially war. As they've gone total lockstep in support of the war in Iraq, the supposed war on terror as well, and essentially, we stand basically really on the precipice of a world war. Because I'm in my mind, I know that that if we attack Iran, all bets with Russia and China are off, and things could go. And is there a possibility that the CNP is trying to bring forth what a number of Protestants in this country believe as the rapture?
Well, absolutely, Mike. And when you look back at, as I was saying before the break, about the ties to the to the Merovingian bloodline, I mean, this has been their plan all along. These are the guys that are trying to, by force and by through the use of technology, bring the rapture into fruition through their actions. This is
right.
How evil these guys are. They're trying to use technology to bring this about. So I would fully agree with that. And the tie to eugenics and the warmongering is a definite key to that.
Yeah, most certainly. Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, if you've got total control of the mind, you know, especially with this chipping in the future, you could create a rapture overnight and nobody would be any wiser. I mean, just by pressing buttons. I mean, poof.
Yeah, that's definitely looks as if that's what they're wanting to do. I mean, these are the guys that own the technology. These are the guys that fund the technology, and at the same time, using it for enslavement, but also using it as a way to extend their own lives so they can further this plan into the future.
Yeah, most certainly. Most certainly. Your website is myspace.com/globalrealityshow. And also,
right.
You've got your movie website. Give us your movie website.
That's newworldrisingmovie.com. And the final cut edition of the DVDs are available on sale right now at the site.
Cool. It's a good movie. And folks, you need to pick up a copy of it and help Josh in his work. And so he can make more movies, because you're in the process of making a documentary on this information as well, right?
Yeah, I haven't begun making it yet. I'm still in the process of researching all this stuff, but that is going to be my next project. Probably will take about a year to do, but I really want to make a big production out of this one, Mike.
Yeah, most certainly, most certainly. Josh, thank you for being on the program tonight. Good job. Interesting research, and we'll have you back on to talk more as you find out more.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I definitely want to encourage everybody to look into this. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for being on the program. Tomorrow night is going to be open lines. And then on Thursday night, this is going to be a wang doodle of a program. And I'm really looking forward to this program on Thursday night. It's our micro broadcasting show. And, if you have been thinking about doing something proactive to try to make a change in our country, this is certainly something that you should look into. It's not that expensive, and there will be a pride that goes with this and a satisfaction that you will not believe. I know just from doing this program and my other program that I do daily, there's no greater satisfaction and spreading the truth to people. And that'll be a great show on Thursday night. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night.
It's true.